Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Harry Heisman. He's just become the oldest person to perform a wing walk. At the age of 98, he completed his 9-minute wing walk on Saturday, earning a Guinness World Record. He did it in memory of his wife and son who lost their lives to cancer and raised £7,500 for the Lennox Children's Cancer Fund charity. Welcome to the show, Harry.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us. I understand this is your first interview in Europe.
Pardon?
This is your first interview in Europe, Carolyn said.
Oh, yes. I've had a few more. I've had different people. It's very nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. It must have been quite a whirlwind the last few days. You've come a bit of a media star.
Well, the walk itself was absolutely wonderful. It was just like riding on the cloud.
It looked like you were having a great time.
I was. People kept on saying, oh dear, what are you going to do? But yes, it was marvellous. I had a lot of people behind me, not physically, but pushing me on and helping me. And it was a great day.
Oh, fantastic. And did you feel safe up there?
I did, yes. I'd been up on the plane practicing, but not flying. But yes, I felt perfectly at ease. I was too busy looking around at all the scenery to think about myself. And it was a marvellous experience just to look down and see all the people. I had a lot of people there, and it was a marvellous experience just to see them all clapping and shouting and waving.
Oh, how wonderful. So 9 minutes, did that feel like quite a long time up there, or did it seem to go quite quickly?
It went very quickly. I said to the pilot before we went up there, I said, how long is it? And he said, 6 minutes. And I said, oh, it's not long. He said, well, by the time you get up there, it will be long enough for you. And it went so smoothly and evenly, and the pilot was a great fellow, and he knew what he was doing. And we did one or two, I didn't notice it, but apparently we did one or two little tricks, and we had smoke coming out the back. I don't know if you've seen the video.
Yeah.
But the smoke coming out, I didn't even know that was happening.
Oh, fantastic. And I understand this has been something that you've wanted to do for a very long time.
Well, it was since childhood, really. I used to see these in the cinema years and years ago when I was about 10, I suppose. And I used to see these American, what they called flying circuses.
Yeah.
And they did all sorts of tricks with little aeroplanes. And one of the things they did was girls walking on the wing of a double-winged aircraft. And I said to myself, one day, I'd love to do that. And it's taken me, it hasn't taken me long, only 90 years. to get around to doing it, and it was an ambition, and there's not many people can say that their ambition comes true, but my one did.
Oh, wonderful. And what did people say when, because I understand you were compiling a bit of a bucket list with the manager of your care home, going through things that you wanted to do, which I love. When you suggested this, did they go, oh, no, I don't think you can do that, Harry? Or were they like, yeah, we'll make it happen?
Well, that's the funny part about it. I've got a chap who comes in, he works for the local hospital, and he's a physiotherapist, and we were talking once, and I wanted to do something for charity, and I said, well, it's no good, I can't walk up and down the road like Colonel John Tom did.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I remember when I was a kid, I'd like to do. And I said very quietly, how about me doing a wing walk? And he immediately turned around to me, and there was a young lady there who helps with the physio. And they both said, God, yes, you're going to do that. And whether I wanted to or not, it went from there. They looked after me. They trained me. They did all sorts of exercises where I could help or they could help. And they looked after my diet, and they generally took care of me and wrapped me in cotton wool.
Aww.
And then it got to the day, and they were most pleased, I think that they didn't think I could do it. But it got to the day, and they were coming up and whispering in my ear, you can do it, you can do it, uh-huh. You got this far, you can do it now. And I just went on, and they got me up on the plane, and that was it. And it resulted in the most marvellous experience anyone could ever have.
Oh, how wonderful. That's so special. How lovely to have so many people behind you and helping you and making sure that you could achieve your dream.
Well, yeah, I mean, when it got a bit close, they were counting down the days. You know, people were coming up saying, it's only 18 days, you know, it's only 15 days. You're getting closer and closer. And I thought, oh, dear. But no, it went smooth like a well-oiled clock.
Oh, wonderful.
And I would do it any day again if they wanted me to.
Oh, fabulous. So how does it feel to be a Guinness World Record holder at the age of 98?
Well, that was the part, that was the great part. They, the man was there from
Guinness World Record,
the book. And he presented me with a plaque, and he said, you're the only man now who's ever been on a wing walk at that age. So I've got a little bit of fame, but it won't last long, I don't think.
No, but amazing, Harry, to be the only person in the world to have done something like that at your age. That's pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, I think so. And if it's going to do the charity good and some help, and we can help the charities for young children with cancer. Now, if what I've done can help,
yeah,
that's a small part on my part that I can help somebody.
Yeah, that's really lovely, really special. And the charity you did it for was Lennox Children's Cancer Fund charity. So a really worthwhile cause.
It's not one of the big charities, but they do a lot of small things.
Yeah.
They send people on holiday, and they buy them things if it can help them. They are nice people, and they just got on and created this, and I hope I'm going to do that, my little bit towards it.
Oh, absolutely. I bet they're ever so grateful and ever so proud of what you've done.
Well, I hope now, yes. I hope it's going to last me in the future for just a little while.
Oh, definitely. I reckon. What an inspiration you are.
It's my birthday on Saturday, actually.
Ah, so you're going to be 99.
I'll be 99, yes.
That's amazing. Well, what a great birthday present, what you've done to achieve that. So congratulations to you, Harry. Thank you so much for coming on. And, yeah, well done. I want to be like you when I'm older.
Well, it's very nice to talk to you from sunny Spain.
Oh, yes. And in sunny UK, I understand, too.
Pardon?
It's sunny UK as well, I understand. You've had lovely weather, haven't you?
Well, it's strange that last weekend it was rainy and cold and windy, and I thought, oh, I'm never going to get around to doing this. And suddenly it changed over the week. It changed to warm, then hot, then hotter and hotter. And the day, on the day we did it, it was a beautiful day, which is, I mean, because it's bank holiday in this country now, you don't often get weather like that.
No, exactly.
Somebody up there was saying, oh, yeah, let's give him something at that age.
Oh, definitely.
And they brought the sun out.
Yes, it was perfect. Harry, thank you for joining us. You take care and happy birthday.
Thank you very much for your help.